Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah, I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the basement. Cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Thursday, April the 12th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah, and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to delve into, we want to talk about, yesterday we broke down the seven B's and seven P's and did a lot of business stuff. Today we want to focus on one of the things that I see, not only in myself, but also, you know, with my clients and with just the universe or the world in general, and that is the unconscious brain, the part of us that we don't recognize. The driving force behind what makes us us. Who or what is motivating or manipulating are forming your unconscious bias. We want to really examine the unconscious bias, the unconscious, the unaware, the overstanding that is outside of our existing awareness. How do you know what you don't know? Now, that's very important because we want to talk about how to identify the unconscious. That's like saying how to see something that you can't see. So we want to talk about today how to see what you cannot see, and then once you figure out a way to see it, how to manage it. Hopefully we'll be able to squeeze it all in today, but if not, we'll roll tomorrow. But today we want to talk about something that is extremely important because in order to move forward, many of us are unable to change our paradigm or our current habit pattern because we can't identify it. We cannot identify the current habit pattern. So in my work and in my counseling and just in my own life, there is an underlining theme that regardless of where I'm at, my thoughts are always somewhere else. My thoughts are either in my past or my thoughts are in my future. So the issue or the concern that I have with not only myself but also with a lot of people is how the mind is stuck in the ego, and the ego or the false self is the source of our reality. And since this self is false, there is an issue or a concern or a problem. The issue, the concern, and the problem is that the identity that you've tapped into is not really you. So it is this unconscious identity that we have a tap to, that we are not aware of, that's controlling our behavior. So everything that we see, including time, is an illusion that is created by the mind. So from a physics perspective, space and time, mass and matter, is a construct or an illusion. So time, as we know it in the universe, is measured in light years, which is also the distance that it takes time to travel. And all of this exists only because the observer is observing it. If you remove the observer, everything that the observer is observing doesn't exist. Now, that's just some physics mumbo-jumbo. In the real world, where you and I live, there is an unconscious bias we are unaware of that we use to judge other people and that we judge ourselves. There is an unconscious box that is created by the thoughts of our mind based upon our past experiences, based upon the dominant culture, based upon advertising, based upon some type of a algorithm that is being projected to get you to respond. And so it is an unconscious belief system or bullshit system that is controlling you. This is the unconscious carrot that we all have. It is the unconscious hoop that we all jump through. Since it is unconscious, we cannot identify it unless it shows or reveals itself, which is the purpose of the life management system, is to assist you with understanding how this unconscious mem shows itself. And once it does, then we need to manage it. So let's get into the specifics. There are six things to help you to identify your unconscious belief system, the unconscious brain that is managing the subconscious, and it is also managing the conscious. Everything that you do comes from this unconscious place. If you can identify, manage, and transcend that unconscious place, it will change your entire paradigm. That's the whole purpose of what I do. But the unconscious is unconscious for a purpose, is unconscious for a reason, is unconscious for a season. This is the esoteric unconscious negative habit pattern, negative only because it's not allowing you to be your true authentic self. So without identifying the unconscious self, you cannot address the conscious ego. which is the fake and the false you. So it doesn't matter how many books you read. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter who you see or what guru you listen to. It doesn't matter, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what you do. The unconscious mind is going to remove everything that doesn't align with it. Since I'm not talking about the subconscious or the conscious, I'm talking about the unconscious. Since you are totally unaware, you are totally unaware of the unconscious BS or bias. This unconscious bias that you are totally unaware of happens outside of your awareness. This is a type of judgment or is a type of assessment that you carry out unconsciously and you carry out instantaneously by you. And it is based upon your past experiences. It is based upon your culture. It is based upon your race. It is based upon your religion. It is based upon all of the economics, all of the boxes. The unconscious bias is based upon all of these biases. But since this is unconscious, you will find yourself in a loop. I watch it every day. It is really sad to see, but it is the purpose of why I'm in business. It's the reason I will always be gainfully employed. It is the reason why my business will always be successful. It is the reason why I will always have clients. Because the unconscious bias is never addressed. It can be identified, but it cannot be managed. It cannot be removed. It cannot be transcended. And more importantly, it is very difficult to replace because it's unconscious. How do you fight an enemy that you can't see? How do you even identify the enemy that you don't even know is an enemy? How do you fight and you don't even know you're in a war? How do you compete against something that you don't even know exists? It's a unconscious bias. So this unconscious bias that we all have is the thing that is running our life. So what the dominant culture has done is they figured out that everybody reacts and is controlled by their unconscious bias. And so now they've watched you, they've followed you, they gave you a device, they put it inside your home, they put it in your hand, and now they're putting it inside your body to gather information about your unconscious bias, your unconscious belief system, your unconscious bullshitness. And now they know how to control you without you knowing you are being controlled. So your thoughts that you have are not your own. They are being sent or manipulated by the dominant culture to keep you in the box and now to get you to react, to put other people in your box, or to cause conflict between different boxes. So now look at the media. Let's say you're a rapper. And you do an interview, and you're talking about somebody in a positive way, but they take a clip of the interview, and they spin it in a negative way, and they put it out on the air. So therefore, that creates a beef between rapper A and rapper B about an illusion or something that was never spoken. This happens every day. It's manufactured. Now, this is the Hellingen dialectic, the ability, again, to create a problem and then offer the solution. And so because we are unaware that we are reacting to things that are, again, designed through an algorithm that has identified with our unconscious belief system and bias to keep us from getting out of the box. So when I come along and I give you my life management system or I give you my book, The Cosmic Rotor, The Prince of the Air, and you read the book, The Cosmic Rotor, your unconscious belief system says, Brother Will is off his rocker. He's angry because he had bad experiences in the church, and so now he's lashing out because of his anger. So don't listen to him. There is no way that the God of this world is the Cosmic Rock Tour. That cannot be possible. There is no way what the brother said in Genesis 4 that talks about the angels that fell and saw the daughters of men, he's misinterpreting it. Remember, the brain blocks out everything that does not validate and does not identify, does not support the current unconscious. It's not conscious, and it's not subconscious. It is unconscious. So unless you ask yourself one question, why? If you do not ask yourself why, who, what, then you will never uncover. Another way to uncover the unconscious BS is to make a concrete decision to get out of the BS. That's the number one way. That's what I teach in the life management system. How do you do it? You make $10 an hour, make a decision right now to make 12. See what happens. As soon as you say, I'm going to go and apply for a job to make $12 an hour, the first thought that's going to come into your brain is, you don't have no gas money. How are you going to get there? Or you are not qualified for that position. Or you're overqualified. I guarantee the moment you make a concrete decision to get outside of your current box, your current reality, whatever it is, we're talking about wealth, whether we're talking about health, let's say you decide to put on muscle. Well, let's say you decide to take an inch off your waistline. Let's say you want to drop 10 pounds. Just make a decision to change the current reality and watch right down the first thoughts that come into the brain after you make a concrete decision to step outside of the box. That's your unconscious belief system. That's your unconscious BS system. So, again, the way that you identify, number one, how do you identify your unconscious belief system? Then we're going to talk about how to change it. Number one, and this is what I teach. Now, I have clients that I've been working with off and on, off and on, off and on for 10 years. And they get out the box and get right back in. They get out the box and they get right back in. Because they don't understand, as I'm trying to get you to understand, as I didn't understand, because I do the same thing. We're just in different size boxes. And so it's not a bad thing to be in a box of your design. It is a bad thing to be in an unconscious box that you unconsciously designed, but you are blaming the white man or the blue man or the green man or the government or your wife or your children. You always blaming somebody else for your condition, not you, but somebody you know. Why? You cannot look yourself in the eye and say that it is my responsibility to realize that I'm not a liability, nor am I handicapped. It is difficult for any man, woman, or child on this planet to say that I am not handicapped. Everybody has a handicap. Everybody thinks we have a handicap. And so we live our life as if we are a liability. And so therefore that gives us an excuse or an out so we don't have to take responsibility. All we got to do is say, hey, man, I came from a bad childhood, so you know what? That's the reason why, you know, I lie, I steal, I cheat, you know, I don't make X amount of dollars, I'm overweight. Everybody has a coping mechanism that is called an excuse. My job is to help you identify it. I got one too. I'm not better than you. I'm not worse off than you. I'm just different than you. I'm here as your brother to help you to understand that we live in a world that was created by the Cosmic Rock Tour based upon Strong Concordance number 2888. Notice it has three eights in that Strong Concordance number because the eight, again, represents infinity, and infinity times three represents the Trinity. So the Cosmic Rock Tour has a plan to keep you trapped here for infinity. And notice the number two is before the number, the 3-8, which represents peace. He has a peaceful environment to keep you trapped in this harmonious arrangement through the process of reincantation, which results in reincarnation, that results in reincarceration, prison. You are incarcerated. But it is done based upon Strong Concordance number 2888. I triple dare you to go to blueletterbible.org, Bible Gateway, Esau, whatever your favorite. Take out your lexicon. Take out your Strong Concordance and look up Strong Concordance number 2888. That's your unconscious belief system. That is the little g that is controlling you. Now, according to Strong Concordance number 2888, it's talking about the kurios or the cosmogrator. It also has an interesting word called polyarch. A polyarch or polyarchs, P-O-L-I-A-R-C-H-E-S. Poly means many, or poly means city. Poly also means cell. Arc or arco, A-R-C-O, means rule. Well, we get the English word politician. This is how you rule cells. I want to rule you on a cellular level. That's why everything affects you. We are dealing with our tongue. We're dealing with our ears. We're dealing with our nose. We're dealing with our, you know, our eyes, with our hands, our five senses. The cosmogrator, he doesn't deal with the five senses. He attacks you on your cells. So that's unconscious, because can anybody see a single cell in the body? Can you see the cells that make up the organisms or the organs inside of the body? We cannot see the organisms or the organs that make up the body, since we can't see it out of sight, out of mind. And so the cosmogrator knows that it is unconscious. He attacks you in the unconscious realm of your cells. That's what the word means in the original text. And so once you understand where the attack is coming from, he is the ruler of the cells. That's what the word means. Ruler of the cities, ruler of the New Jerusalem. So regardless of what cells you get, the cosmogrator is the lord of the cell. As the lord of the cells, his job is to make sure that you never overstand that he is the ruler of this cell, this harmonious arrangement. That's what a peaceful, notice it's harmonious. How do you get people to volunteer to be slaves? How are they going to get everybody to volunteer to go to a FEMA camp? No guns, no wars, nothing. People going to line up for a FEMA camp. Why? They're going to make the FEMA camp look better than the city. They're going to make slavery look better than freedom. They got to eradicate the freedom to the level, which is what they're doing a great job. That's why we got all these police shootings. We've got all these school mass shootings. We've got all of these, you know, staged events, elegant dialectic. So that way you like, man, we need an alternative. What is the alternative? A FEMA camp. Now, that may be a few days off, years, whatever you want to talk about. But we need to understand how we have already put ourselves in a FEMA camp. You're living in a FEMA camp right now. It's a prison of your own mind. It's comfortable. It's nice. You got all of the amenities that you want. You ain't got to do shizness. It doesn't require you to exert any effort. Look at your environment that you're in right now. Look how comfortable you are. Look how you've arranged everything to suit you. Could it be better? Sure. There's always room for improvement. But it's actually pretty good. That's the reason you're there. We are all in an environment or a prism. We are all in a type of an electromagnetic spectrum, which is what that's what the Bible says in Psalms 46, verse 10. It's talking about the fact that we all kind of organize based upon our mental disposition or our vibration, but it's unconscious. Because it's unconscious, it goes on. So you repeat the same thing over and over again every day, and you call that life. So for 60, for 70, for 80 years, life is about evolving. It's about growing. It's about growth. So if you repeat the exact same thing every day, there's no growth. You just live in Groundhog's Day over and over again every day. And then we call it life. That is not living. That's existing. Nothing wrong with it. But, hey, at least Let's call it what it is. See, the man instructing serpent. In the ancient text, his name is called Asclep. I know I'm probably mispronouncing it, but it's spelled A-I-S-H-K-U-L, and then the word ape, A-P-E. Now, that's an interesting word. In the Greek, it is spelled A-S-K, ask, L-E-P, lep, I-O-S, aus. It simply means the instructing snake. Now, Bnei HaNakash is another name for the upright talking or the upright instructing snake. Now, in the Gnostic text, that is the unconscious brain. That's why you got it sitting on top of the spinal cord, and it's, according to science and biology, it is called a reptile brain. Now, everybody has a reptile brain inside of the brain, but what's just interesting is nobody really asked the question where the reptile brain came from and why do we have one. We got three brains. We got a reptile brain, we got a paleo brain, and we got a neo brain. But the reptile brain is the one that's sitting on top of the spiritual antenna, which is called the spinal cord or the spinal column, that is made up of 33 vertebrae. You will live for 33 years. There's 33 all throughout the Masonic and the esoteric community. That number, which is why people associate with me, even though that's not what I got the number from. I just got the number because that was my life path number. If my life path number would have been an 11, then I would be the master intuitive 11. If it was a 22, I would be master builder 22. My life path just happened to be 33. I have no association whatsoever with anything esoteric or Masonic. However, after 25 years of saying it and people don't believe it, hey, I let people think whatever they want to think. At least I know, and at least you know. It is unconscious. So this unconscious comes from this Lord, this prism for the spirit. Matter is a hex or a hexahedron that is designed to trap light beings in dirt suits. Now, all mass and all matter is an unconscious hexahedron. And because we don't understand that, not you, but people that you may know, we are taught or we think that matter or mass or time and everything on this earth is good. I've heard a lot of believers and myself, even back in the day, used to teach the same thing. Because God said, you know, remember the Bible said that after he created all this stuff on the sixth day, he rested and he said, hey, God said, you know, this is good. So that's where we get that from. We believe that this mass and this matter is good without researching and understanding the definition of the word God in that scripture, which I've done a good 10 years ago. And if you have listened to that teaching, you understand the definition of that entity or that God. So as a celestial being, we're violating terrestrial law. And then as a terrestrial being, we're violating celestial law. So the material realm, contrary to popular belief, as I will be explaining later on in this year, based upon the definitions of the words that describe the material realm that we live in, it cannot be nothing other than Sheol, or soul, S-H-O-E-L, according to the biblical definition of the word, as I will describe and explain in vivid detail later on this year on one of my pay-per-view shows, when we get into understanding spiritual acoustics and breaking down the spirit realm on a deeper level to understand that the material realm, mass and matter that we live in, is not, not what we can talk. This was created by Asclepius in Greek. This, again, in the Tibetan and in Rome, in the cuneiform, all of the other texts basically talks about that word A-E-S-C-U-L-A-P-I-U-S, which is called the man instructing serpent. Notice it only instructs man. Then it doesn't instruct It is the man instructing. So your unconscious BS, and I'm taking a long time to break down the unconscious BS, because it is unconscious. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. So you're fighting an enemy you can't see. My job is to help you see it. That's why my mission statement really is replacing error with the truth, not a version. Because a version of it doesn't really remove it. You need the only one. There's only one. And it's omnibenevolent at the base, but the truth is omnibenevolent. That means it is an emission of good, or what we call God, or love, 24/7, 365, nonstop. So if it only emits, it says there is no varying, and there is no shadow, according to James 3. So it doesn't, like, dim down and come on and dim down. That it's so bright, shadows don't exist. It doesn't create shadow. It's over. John Calvin called it irresistible, this irresistible light, which represents benevolence, which represents goodness. So where does the evil come from? The upright talking serpent. And so when we break this down in real life, because that's like, yeah, Brother Will, that's just a mystical mumbo jumbo. Okay, no problem. Talk about some real stuff. So right now, let's deal with the four areas. Let's keep it real. So regardless of how much money you make, I've never met anybody that told me, Brother Will, I do not want to make any more. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know why. You know, I've heard, and I've talked to quite a few millionaires. No one billionaire, just from online, haven't personally met him, but they all are still striving. They're all pushing. And, I mean, it's they're driven. They're not led, at least the ones that I've met. Now, I know that there are exceptions to every story. Myself, I've been driven. I remember having talking with my daughter a couple of weeks ago, and I was telling her, like, you got to slow your roll. Because, you know, we're talking, and she's not happy. Because business is not going according to the projections, but neither is mine. However, look at where I'm at. I am doing very well. So what is the unconscious reason for the drive or the push? Who or what or why am I being manipulated for more? It's called advertising. It's called an algorithm. How come every time I go on Google, there is an ad that pops up about cruises or cars or houses, more? There isn't an ad that pops up that says donate to charity. Or there isn't an ad that says be satisfied and be happy where you're at. There isn't I've never seen an ad that says godliness plus contentment equals great gain. I've never seen nobody come along and tell me, hey, dog, slow down. You're doing great, brother. I haven't seen that. I've seen more. More, more. It's an endless pursuit of greed because we live in capitalism. We have an environment that is based upon supply and demand. Even if there is no demand, you create one. We live in a culture where there is an artificial demand created. Nobody needs a 300 pair of Air Jordans or Timberlands or whatever the thing is out. Nobody needs a $500 Coach purse. Nobody needs a Bugatti. Nobody needs a $250,000 Lamborghini. However, if I was in that position and plan on being in that position one day, I'd probably go out and buy one too. The question is why? The dominant culture has made that a status symbol. So we drive, we push, we run towards that. My job is to help you to understand that that should be a natural expression of, number one, self-awareness. Number two, godly examples. Number three, your current circle. Number four, the questions that you're asking. Number five, the reality that you're not better, you're not worse, you're different. Those are the five ways by which to transcend your unconscious belief system, and let's go through each one of them one at a time. So we've already talked about for 30 minutes what the unconscious belief system is and how to identify it. The unconscious belief system is Bene Hanakash. It is the Ascus, whatever you want to call it, the upright man-instructing serpent. We call it the reptile brain, at least according to biology. The church calls it evil. They call it the devil. You can slice it and dice it, call it whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, you got one. So he operates, she operates, it operates in the dark or in the shadows. So we got to be able to see in the dark. I remember I did a show a while back talking about you will remain in the dark until you see in the dark. So if you are a member of the life management system, I have designed a program to make your life hard, to make it suck, basically. The program is designed to activate the negative habit pattern. So during the 101s, people either stop doing them, or when we talk about in our 101s, they are befuddled as to why their life is getting worse. They join the program for wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships, and none of those are happening. And they are dumbfounded as to why the life management system is not working. The whole time, I'm writing notes on the chart, and I'm, like, happy because it is working. So if you are a member of the life management system and things are not going according to plan, that means that they are going according to plan, because the plan is to identify the box that you're in first. If you look at the modules before you joined, if you remember the conversation, each one of the modules is designed to identify and transcend. Module number one, identify the current negative habit pattern. Module number two, identify the life-sustaining pattern. Module number three, behavior modification, clairnomics. Exchange the old you for the new you. Replace the old for the new. That's where everybody gets stuck. Now, everybody can identify the negative habit pattern. That's real easy to do. How do you do it? Just make a goal. Okay, let's say you weigh 120 pounds. You want to weigh 100. Okay, make a goal to lose 20 pounds. Watch what happens. Just make a goal every morning to get up at 6 a.m. and go to the gym. Watch what happens. 6 a.m., every devil on earth is going to be at your house telling you, lay back down. You look good, boo-boo. You don't need to lose no weight. The doctor don't know what the hell he's talking about. Your blood pressure is really not high. I mean, look at everybody else. Look at your neighbor. You look better than them. All of these you should be writing down. Those are all negative habit patterns. That is the unconscious BS. You just exposed the negative habit pattern. You just exposed the ruling disposition. You do the same thing in the area of wealth. You do the same thing in the area of health. You do the same thing in the area of wisdom. Do the same thing in the area of relationship. All you got to do is say, just say, okay, your relationship is great. You want a better relationship. Just make that statement. Watch what happens. Now, the enemy will, he will help you leave the relationship, but he ain't going to help you make it better. He's not going to make you or allow you to improve yourself. Now, as I've been saying for thousands of years, before I came into this incarnation, and let me keep saying it, for another thousand of years, there is no such thing as problems outside of the self. If you want to change the world, change yourself. If you want a better relationship with your wife, have a better relationship with yourself. If you want to make more money, be money. Don't get money. Don't work for money. Be money. What does that mean? That means money is currency. That means that your mind should be current. Current means right chunk. If your mind is in the past, if your mind is in the future, if you're thinking about where you're going, if you're thinking about where you came from, you're not money. You either owe money or new money. You ain't current money. That's why you ain't got no current money. The only way to have current money, if you are current now, money solidifies when you are current. So the enemy will never allow you to be current. He will never allow you to be where you are right now. You must always think about where you're going, or you must always think about where you came from. That's ego. See, the ego is the source of all suffering. Somebody should write that down. The ego is the source of all suffering. Again, Somebody should write that down. That ego is the source of all suffering. So to get in the predicament that you are in right now, you got to be thinking about the past or you got to be thinking about the future. So to get out of the predicament that you're in right now, you must forget and forgive. You must forget and forgive the past. You got to let it go. You got to let go of the fear and the anxiety. That is the only way, my brother, that is the only way, my sister, for you to let go and to live in the now. In order to live in the now, you got to let go of the past and the future. I didn't say make a plan and put it on the shelf. That's the future. I didn't say go back in the past, identify the pain and hurt, take some time there. Then you got to forgive the past events, and then you got to forget about the past again. Now, they will come up. That just simply means that the enemy wants you to go back, and you do the same thing. You remember? Oh, yep, I remember bad things happened to me when I was a kid. Yep, I remember. I remember why they happened to me. Yep, sure do. And I forgave the people that did bad things to me. Yep, I did. And I've moved on. So let's deal with the current because I'm interested in currency. Money is current. It's a currency. Money is a currency. An enemy wants you to forget that. That is number one of how do you manage the unconscious brain. Number one, self-awareness. As I've been saying for a plethora of years, self-awareness. The number one key to managing or stepping outside of the existing reality is awareness. It's called consciousness. Self. You got to be self-aware. That means, as I've been saying, what is your dear Kinnear, and do you know everything about it? Every single attribute and characteristic, positively and negatively. If you don't know that, excuse me, you're not self-aware. Self-awareness is the ability to understand where you are right now. Number two, to manage the unconscious, the dark. This is how you see in the dark. Anybody interested in seeing in the dark? I can see in the dark. See, you are only afraid of what you can't see. Remember when you was a little kid and they turned the dark? Now you're an adult. Are you afraid of the dark now? Why? Because you know the same thing that was there in the daytime is there at night. As an adult, you know that. As a child, you didn't. So the dark had power over you. Now I can see in the dark. I know. I don't believe. I don't wonder. I know that anxiousness in the dark that wasn't there during the day. So I know because I can see in the dark. That's awareness. Awareness is the ability to see in the dark. Awareness is the ability to let go of your fear, let go of your anxieties, let go of the possible things that could go wrong in the future. And your ability is to live in the now. Your job is to deny the ego the ability to respond. Number two. Number one, self-awareness. Number two is what I call role models. Now, my role models are not flesh and blood. My role models are spiritual. Now, let me explain. This is extremely important. Nothing wrong with having flesh and blood role models, but man will disappoint you. God won't. My role models have been established, again, based upon the kingdom of God that is within. Now, and we talked about this in 2 Corinthians where we talked about how God tells us to go within. And inside of my book, The Biology of Belief, that's how it starts off. It talks about explaining that biology is actually God. The body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. We talk about this in 1 Corinthians 3:16, where it says, "Know ye not that your temple is of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you." Notice where he dwells. He dwells in you. So DNA is a physical picture of the temple of God. DNA is the language that functions exactly as the same as the Hebrew language. DNA has 22 amino acids. The Hebrew language has 22 letters. This is the language that traces all the way back to Eden. DNA is the language of life. Hebrew is the language of life. They both are the same. DNA is a molecule that takes its instructions from the word. Psalm says the entrance of God's words unfolds light. So the DNA molecule makes up 22 amino acids that match up with the Hebrew 22 letters. Now, the reason why that is so important is that helps you to understand that everything that you need is inside the body, not outside the body. So the enemy wants you to go outside of the body. So, again, the way that I create is to understand my body. So my role model is my body, not the physical body, the thing that drives the physical body. So I aspire to be one with God inside my body. I aspire to be one with the way that my cells communicate. So my cells, the cellular communication, how the cells communicate with each other. The thing that damages cellular communication is a free radical. A cancer cell is a rogue cell. It lost its ability to communicate telepathically with other cells. So my job is to understand how the micromolecule that allows for mitosis to take place so that I can prevent cellular damage and DNA damage. So the more I understand my body, I see that the knowledge that was placed into understanding how the electromagnetic radiation or light that hits my skin activates the chromatin that produces the color. So color is a form of a nonverbal communication because your color is maintained by the melanocytes and the carbon inside of the body. The more I study my body, the more that becomes my role model because the more I see God eternal within the body. When I look at the 12 cranial nerves that emerge in the top of the crown chakra of my brain, and that is connected to the spinal column of the spinal nerves, and I see that these 12 nerves match up with the 12 disciples, and I see how it operates, and it identifies with the 12 tribes, the 12 pillars, the 12 stones, 12 months in a year. All of these 12s come together to create this harmonious arrangement that overrides unconscious BS system. So my role model is inside of me. The more I understand how I work, how God is eternal within the body, and I can go on and on. All of this is inside of my book, Christened, where we get into the cellular mitosis and we break down how the basically in Hebrews 9, where it talks about their redemptive process, how that redemptive process is also inside of the body, and this takes place eternally inside the body, as the Bible says. How we look at DNA, it represents the Jacob's ladder. The DNA, when you unfold it, it actually matches up with everything that's inside of the body. How the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, match up exactly with the four letters of the DNA, adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine. This is what is called the biblical genetic code that represents, again, that's why they're trying to edit your DNA. So my role model, number one, I have self-awareness. Number two, I have a role model. My role model, is again, is not flesh and blood. My role model is God. God eternal within the body. The name God. How do I know his name? It's written. God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the heart and the mind of his people. Heart has four walls, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or chambers. Those four chambers of the heart are divided by a muscle. That is the fifth element. There's five gospels. There's five parts of the DNA. There's five pieces in your heart. The heart muscle, the heart wall is the fifth element. Do you like that movie that Bruce Willis made, the fifth element? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Thomas is the missing gospel, the gospel of Thomas. You might want to read it. The DNA is made up of A, C, G, T, those four proteins. But the fifth one that I talk about is phosphorus. That's the fifth element, the missing element. The name of God is made up of Yah, He, Vah, He, Y, V, Y, your YV or YH, WH. But the S is missing. That's the fifth element. It should be Yahweh Shin, Vahe. As I talk about in my book, The Case of the Missing Shin. That's my role model. My role model is understanding that God eternal dwells inside the body. Once you wrap your brain around that, there is no devil, there's no demon, there's no doctor, there's no reverend, there's no bishop, there is no Harvard educated blankety blank that will make you feel. That takes me to number three. You once you identify that unconscious, then we got to manage it or transcend it. How? Self-awareness, identify with the kingdom of God within. That's your model. Number four, expand your circle. Now, when I say expand your circle, this is really important. Your mind is stuck because of a prism or a predicament. So we must forget this current predicament that we are in. We must let go of the fear, doubt, and unbelief. So the mind wants to keep you in this illusion of time. So it uses anticipation. It uses emotions to keep you in the space-time continuum. It wants to get you confused to make you think that this reality is the reality. It doesn't want you to synchronize to any type of a meaningful event that you can create at any time by using more brain neurons than you are using in fear, doubt, and unbelief, to use more of your imagination, to use more of your visualization, to use more meditation, to use more prayer, to establish and use all of your brain neurons to focus on what you are being now, currency. The brain wants you to observe the past. It doesn't want you to take the present, because the present is a present. We've all heard that before. So the brain doesn't want you to create a circle of Willis. Now, this is extremely important because notice everything has to do with you. Inside of the brain, the 12 cranial nerves come together. So if your heart and your head and your gut can come on the same page, you expand your circle. You expand your consciousness. You expand the circle of Willis. Now, if you want to bring outside people into your circle, that's great. That's not what I'm talking about. Because then you depend upon people that came into the circle. See, me, myself, and I, all three of us, we get together and we run this shizness over chump. And so I'm self-aware. My role model is the kingdom, God eternal within the body, and the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. I am expanding my consciousness. I'm expanding my circle because I'm making sure that my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and intellect are all on the same page, which is wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships now, positive, toe-curling relationship now, not next week. So I live in the current. I don't live in the past. I don't live in the future. I live in the now. And I'm expanding the now so that way it encompasses the past and the future. The more I expand my circle, the circle of Willis inside of my brain, my crown chakra, I expand it. How? By living in it. How? By taking all of my neurons, because right now some of your neurons are worrying about something that's going to happen. Right now as you're listening to me, you're worrying about, man, the bill's coming to due. Oh, man, what the kids are doing. Ooh, I'm late for work. Ooh, break is almost over. Right now some of your brain cells are being used on other shizness instead of being using on currently. Being a current, being a single standing column of waveform energy. How, Brother Will? Focus on the now. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means that right now you are dealing with the issues. The Bible says sufficient is the problem for today. The Bible says, why worry about tomorrow? Tomorrow is not promised to no man. Why worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink? The Bible says sufficient is today's problems. So I'm not worried about what's going to happen next week. I'm not saying I don't plan. I'm not saying I don't write it down and put it on the shelf and forget about it. I make my plan, and I detach from that goal, I should say. I make my goal. Once I make the goal, I detach from the goal, and I attach to the role. That's current. I am currently in the role. Now, the goal, $1 million. My goal is to make $1 million this year. So I'm attached to the role. What is the role? How do I make $1 million a year? Okay, I need to pump out some Dear Kinnear reports. I need to get this Master Teacher 33 book club up and running. I need to establish my seminars and life management systems all over the country. And they got McDonald's in every city. That should be a life management center in every city. So I need to attach to the shizness that I need to do now. So that way it takes me in the direction of the goal that I will reach tomorrow. That's how you expand your circle. Which takes me to number four. Question everything and everyone. See, when you are faced with situations that you are unfamiliar with, it is going to trigger an emotional response. Let me say that again. Many people are not prepared for the emotional trigger when shizness pop up. Number four is extremely, extremely important. Number four is the ability for you to face situations that you are unfamiliar with number one, number two, and number three. Self-awareness, because remember, as we talked about on yesterday's show, that's your brand. And your brand comes from, again, knowing. Knowing produces clarity. Clarity produces confidence. Confidence produces certainty. Certainty produces competency. So I'm self-aware that I'm competent. I've went within and got my confidence from within me. I did not get my confidence from outside of me like I used to. Now I'm expanding my confidence, and I can attract like people and like events because I am maintaining my mental disposition. So when a situation or an event pops up, there is no emotional response because it doesn't align with my circle, it doesn't align with my role model, and it doesn't align with my self-awareness. So if somebody calls me and tells me, Brother Will, you are blank, well, let me check their description of me with my circle, with my role model, with my awareness. Okay, that does not match with what I got. Therefore, there is no emotional response. No outside event. See, Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, their algorithms doesn't work on me. Because they send me, if I go on, I get credit card envelopes, I get cruise information, I get like spa information, fishing information, because they assume, because I did it in the past, I'm going to do it in the present and in the future. Wrong assumptions. Just because I drive this way to work doesn't mean I'm going to drive that way to work every day. Because I'm aware of the system. So I change it up. I question everything and everyone. Because I realize that there are things sent into my life that is designed to disturb my life, to get me back into the box that they've created for my life. I don't want to live in the box. The box is unconscious. It puts me to sleep. It's comfortable. It's nice. It's number five. Takes me to number five, which is differencing or difference is good. What does that mean? See, we are creatures of habit, and because the habit is negative. Number five, if you don't question the habit, if you don't internally and question yourself, if you don't ask, remember I did the whole show on how to ask meaningful or resourceful or powerful questions, and I talked about how your questions establish your expectations. They establish the journey that you're on. Wrong questions, wrong expectations. Wrong expectations, wrong journey. Many of us, we're running the wrong race. Like the Bible says, you will get before the Father. You say, Father, I heal the sick in your name. I cast out devils in your name. I did this, I did that in your name. And he will say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. Iniquity means living without purpose, living without the law, living above or without. It means you ran the wrong race. So number five means nobody likes to change. But the only thing that is guaranteed is change. Growth is changing. Changing your behaviors is the only thing that is constant. And nobody wants to do that. So every day I change. When I go to the gym, I have no idea exactly how I'm going to work out. I know one thing: when I leave, I'm going to work out. Am I going to run? Am I going to lift heavy? Am I going to lift light? Am I going to do arms? Am I going to do back? Am I going to do chest? Now, I know if I did chest yesterday, I'm not going to do chest today. And if I do, I'm going to do it in a different way. It's very important, brothers and sisters, that you vary. The goal never changes. The role does. Many people are stuck in the role. You are in the role of parent. Kids grow up and leave you. You got the empty nest syndrome. You're like, oh, shitness. What am I going to do now? Many of you are stuck in the role of being a good wife. Come home and homeboy nutted it up. You don't know what to do. Your role has been the good wife. You don't know how to vary the role. Men, same thing. So the goal is to understand that you must be mindful and you must be respectful of different people, different cultures, different religions, different events. They're not better, but they're different. You must also understand that you can learn from different cultures and different religions and different this, that, and the other. I didn't say that you got to accept, absorb, assimilate. I just said that you can respect and learn. You see, brothers and sisters, being different is good because that's what God made you. Being different is self-aware. Being better than somebody is ego. Being worse than somebody is ego. Being different than somebody is altruism, is God. Different. So the five ways to transcend that unconscious bullshitness system that you got, be aware that you got one. Number one, how do you be aware? Be aware of your true God-given design. You're going to realize that you're not shining. Is anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice operating at maximum effort? Meaning that you shining so bright that the whole world, they know you. They know your gift. You like Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan. Said Michael Jordan, you think what? Yeah. If I say Tiger Woods, you think what? Exactly. If I say Oprah Winfrey, you think what? These people are masters of the space. Now, same thing, you know, no matter what arena we go into, whatever your design, you should be aware of it. That's number one. Number two, you should be aware that the role models that you got that are flesh and blood, they might let you down, they're going to die, they're going to this, that, and other. But God says one of his things is that he's always the same. That's one of the omnis. He's always the same. He's never changing. So my role model is a role model that is constant. He also said that he will never leave me nor forsake me. And he said he honored his word above his own name. And he said that his word cannot return void, cannot, impossible. So he said that his word is alive, it is powerful, it is sharper than any two-edged sword, duality. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, according to Hebrews 4:12. So based upon Hebrews 4:12, I know that if I align myself, if I make that my model, the interest of his word unfolds my light. And he said that his word cannot return void. That means my light must shine, not optional. All I got to do is make that my model. Fans, my circle, which is my circle of Willis. All 12 cranial nerves come together in the top of your brain, and I would like for you to look it up. Just go to your favorite search engine. Type in circle of Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. Click on images and marvel at the greatness that is you. It's not your neighbor. It ain't the Reverend Dr. Bishop. It's you, bro. It's you, sis. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Expand your consciousness. You are great. You an eagle. Why are you walking around acting like a chicken? You're a priest. You're not no damn peasant. Expand your consciousness, homie. Stop playing in the muck and the mire when you can fly. Eagles fly above the storm. They don't fly through the storm. Which takes me to number four. You question anything that doesn't align with number one, two, and three. Anything that doesn't. It validate and inspire number one, number two, and number three, self-awareness, role model, your role model inside, which is the kingdom of God, and expand that by identifying that, question it, which is number four. And number five, that's going to make you different. If you do those five things, you will be able to see in the dark. In fact, you will be able to see so clearly in the dark, it's going to be a little unnerving because nobody will ever sneak up on you. No event. Even when something happens that you weren't aware of, there is no emotional response to it. I'm not saying it ain't going to hurt you. I'm not saying you're not going to be disappointed. I'm not saying that you're going to have a feeling of loss, this, that, and another. But I'm saying that you're not going to have a over-emotional response to it. You won't be kicking no chairs. You're going to punch nobody in the mouth. I'm not going to see you on CNN. You will have righteous indignation. Righteous indignation, as I talked about yesterday, is just simply you have anger, but you sin not. You have anger, but you don't have no sin. And that allows you to understand that you are in the right place. Because if you had been the old you, you'd have had anger with sin. The fact that somebody can say and do stuff to you that used to bother you, that used to tick you off, that used to make you want to lay hands on somebody. And I'm not talking about holy hands. I'm talking about choking the life out of somebody. Now you're not that dude no more. Yeah, you still got the anger, but you don't got the action to go with the anger. Be angry. Bible says you can do that. But sin not. That makes you different, brothers. That makes you different, sisters. Self-awareness, modeling, expanding, questioning, different. Aware, role model, expand your circle, consciousness, question everything and everyone. Make it okay for you to be different. You're not better than, you're not worse than. I'm just different than you because I'm designed by God to be me. If you do those five things, you will see and you will change and you will manage your unconscious. Now, once you manage your unconscious, that controls your subconscious. And then that brings things into your conscious, which manifests in your hands. You bring about what you unconsciously think about. Control your unconscious. So my brothers, my sisters, I thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
So do it for yourself, you the day one,
day one.
Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo.
Rizzy. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm Liddy, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.